It's just after midnight on New Year's Eve. Everyone at the party you're attending is kissing and toasting the new year. But you're outside, trying to quell your nausea from overdrinking with crackers and cigarettes. You're hiding from one ex who embarrassed you when he told the story of how he caught you compulsively binging on ho-hos while watching old taped episodes of the Ricky Lake Show. You're avoiding another ex who keeps accusing you of cheating on him with anyone he sees you speaking to, and who won't stop breaking into his tight-voiced rendition of Cry Me a River. Your sweater is stained from another ex who accidentally spilled a drink, followed by a full plate of food, followed by another plate of food on it, and then tried to wipe it off with a dishwashing fluid-soaked sponge from the kitchen sink. You smell like cheap wood and musk from when another ex assaulted you with the cologne you bought him for Christmas. Your cheek hurts from when you unexpectedly got slapped by, yes, another ex. You really get around, don't you? But you're still standing there, out in the cold, snowy night, smiling. Because streaming through the earbuds from the little iPod you've got in your coat pocket is a voice of joy and hope. A voice that seems to reassure you and remind you that everything will work out in the end.
Pizza pizzazz like jazz in your ass, snazz, razzmatazz, zazz.
A light, sir.
This year, fall in love all over again with Ed Shepp.
Days of old lang syne, for old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness, yeah, oh, Tigra and Bunny, and old lang syne.
Welcome to the Ed Shepp Radio Experiment. This is the final episode of 2005, so the theme is
Happy New Year!
I've got my New Year's message for you. 2006 horoscopes. Lots of New Year's music and more. So stay tuned as the Ed Shepp Radio Experiment rings in 2006.
Happy New Year!
Wait, that one, God, that sounds so dumb. Happy New Year! Oh, God. Happy New Year! I guess that'll do.
All the time, all through the ages,
Happy New Year.
In late December's training pages,
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten and never brought to mind, we'll drink a cup of kindness yet for old.
No more champagne and the fireworks are through. Here we are, me and you. And the morning seems so gray, so unlike yesterday. Now's the time for us to say
Happy New Year! Happy.
My New Year's message. Dearest Beepners, 2006 has burst forth from its piney cocoon, and I am sending New Year's greetings to all y'all, my sweet and sourest bacon bits. Today, a new year has fallen upon us like Courtney Love's microphone onto a drunken alternabeam. Today, the sun also rises, smiling and eager, over a nation of new Pamela Anderson and Brooke Burke calendars, as yet unstained by the coming months, with a giggle and a girly little
"Hi, Brad"
wave and a message of hope. A message which is a symbol, which is an allegory, which is a parable, a tale and an harangue, a tirade and a chat, a hug and a tinky-winky. Close your eyes. Wait, keep them open. And feel the sun's warmth on your face, and feel its communique of glowth to you. The past is dead, and today Mother Earth reborns you from her soylent pink. Today is the first day of the rest of 100,000 half-eaten star crunches. This year belongs to you and you alone, and this year all your dreams will materialize magically, just as they do for the Keebler elves. You will melt away 20 pounds effortlessly, like so much clear and fragrant hand sanitizer. You will no longer sit around in a dirty girdle, holding one hand over a candle flame and playing with an old Barbie with the other. You will meet your one true love in Payless Shoe Source, and have the most grand and beautiful wedding the world has ever seen, only to discover later that you have surprisingly married into royalty, and will henceforth be known as the Princessa de Piggledy-Wiggledy-Den, gender regardless. You will win that assistant manager position at the Burger King with the 50% discount it carries, and achieve your dream of installing a solid gold bidet in your trailer's bathroom. All those dreams and more will be delivered to you by the New Year stork today. Feel the sun's ungloved hand caressing your face. Breathe in the fragrant orange blossomness of this nascent era, and bite from the cotton candy possibility that stretches before you for 11 jillion miles, like Star Jones's stomach from the eyes of a louse. And bask in the scented love that I send to you with my invisible pink carrier pigeon. In this new year, I wish you warm days, cool nights, pretty fingernails, reliable watches, effective moisturizers, herbal calmatives, vigorous thyroids, calorie-free pancakes, refreshing sparkling waters, allergy-free orchards, 47,002 smiles, 320 phone numbers, 120 heaving bosoms, 83,425 relaxing sighs of happiness, and, of course, 900 bajillion beeps. And that's my New Year's message for 2006. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for Oprah's beeps.
Maybe it's much too early
in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you. Question in advance. What are you doing? No.
New Year's Horoscopes. While many of you listeners out there are probably aware that I, Ed Shep, am a widely respected gerontologist, I bet you didn't know that I'm also an award-winning astrologist, too. That's right, and I've decided to share my astrological knowledge with you by giving you an overview of what each of you can expect in the year 2006, according to your astrological sign. So get a pad and paper, because you'll want to write all of this down. Ready?
Let's go!
Oh. Capricorn. 2006 is going to be a good year for Capricorns. Your best luck will be in the first quarter, so if you're planning on baking a cake or trying out a new hairstyle, do so then. Your analytical style works well for you this year for your finances, as you'll discover that someone has been embezzling money from you for the past 2 decades, and you'll finally be able to put a stop to it. The stars favor you in love as well, as you'll have a meaningless fling with the Sagittarius in midsummer. Your progress in work continues at a brisk pace. If you play your cards right, you might just get an empty new title. On the downside, Capricorns really need to make sure they get enough fiber. Eat lots of prunes, oranges, and Metamucil, and you'll be peachy keen. And just in case you're keeping score, and I know you are, Capricorn will do much better than Aries and Pisces in 2006, but not as well as Aquarius. Aquarius. It's no surprise that Aquarius is on top this year, as Aquarians are known for being the sexiest, most interesting, and most creative signs on the zodiac. Peak good luck periods for Aquarians will be the first and fourth quarters. If you play the lottery, play these times of the year. In work, Aquarians can expect a year of tiaras and jelly beans. In March and April, you may be able to literally phone it in, as your boss will allow you to telecommute while you're being knighted in the UK. In love, you Aquarians will face the usual challenges and benefits. Many people will be drawn to you, but you may also have to beat off unpleasant suitors with a stick. Note that sticks with nails jutting from them have the highest success rate. One thing Aquarians need to watch this year is caffeine intake. Aquarians are known for their immoderation in this area, and this year it's even more important to be aware of, since all your success this year may lead you to overindulge in celebratory ultra-sized quadruple espresso caffeine bombs. On the 2006 totem pole, Aquarius sits at the very top. So don't be afraid of gambling with reckless abandon this year. Fortune favors you. Pisces. I won't sugarcoat this, Pisceans. 2006 will be a difficult year. Your whole year focuses on the month of March, when you will contract a virulent social disease. Don't try to avoid it, it's in the stars. The best you can do is try to prepare for months of ill health and doctor's bills. Stock up on yogurt and probiotics now. Your year should begin to look better by December. Avoid gambling, games of chance, and teasing competitions in 2006, because as far as zodiac signs go, you're at the bottom. Gemini. Typically, you're of two minds in the coming year. Your luck will be up and down, and generally, it will equal out by the end of the year. Your worst luck will come in April, when you develop a violent spring allergy that will devastate you for weeks until pollen levels drop. This is offset, however, by a spectacular stroke of luck in October, when you are able to procure dozens of doses of top-quality ecstasy, which will provide you not only with an unforgettable, transcendent Halloween, but also give you a small financial windfall. At work this year, Geminis can expect one of two outcomes: a promotion that causes intense stress, or a demotion that brings a more pleasant work environment. In love, your significant other will dump you, but then you'll start dating their roommate. Their unorthodox proclivities will more than make up for the awkwardness of the situation. On the totem pole of zodiac signs, Gemini is in the middle. Aries. 2006 is a dangerous year for you, Aries. While love, money, and work continue for you at about the same level they did in 2005, health presents a danger which is greatest in the summer months.
Beware of trees.
Because chances are great that you will contract Dutch elm disease, probably from leaning against an infected tree. Try to avoid all plants from April through October, and you may get through the year unscathed. However, more than half of Arians will contract the disease. Your best months are January and November, when you develop enormous infatuations with young pop stars that energize you and leave you dizzy with daydreams. Your worst month is August, when either you will be convalescing with Dutch elm disease or beset by a needy, annoying coworker. As for your spot in the hierarchy in 2006, don't go around making fun of anyone because you are near the bottom. Leo. 2006 is uneventful for you, Leo. You're the sign that time forgot this year, as nothing much happens for you at all. In love, you remain in your current passionless relationship, which periodically grates on you, but generally provides an illusion of security. In work, you stay in your low-level position and avoid being noticed, no matter what you do. Your health is good overall, with only a mild cold or two in the whole year. There are no appreciable changes in your finances in 2006. Your best months are June through November, when you can slack off both at work and at home. Your worst is December, when the year's boredom weighs heavily on you. One danger to watch out for this year is food spoilage. Leos have a notoriously hard time judging whether perishables have gone bad, and in this year of mild tastes and experiences, it will be doubly difficult. On the 2006 totem pole, you find yourself in the middle. Feel free to taunt less fortunate signs, but be aware that they probably won't even notice your teasing anyway. Cancer. It's a sunny 2006 for Cancers, whose year will begin dull, but get progressively brighter through autumn. Your worst months are February and March, when you'll face flu and multiple cold sore outbreaks. But from April through November, your life will only get better and better as you begin a romantic relationship with someone of a different ethnicity, which will introduce you to a whole new world of cuisine, traditions, and even an exotic new language. Take in as much of it as you can, because by Thanksgiving, the relationship ends when you realize that you're a lot more conventional than you'd like to think. But don't despair. You come away from the breakup smelling like roses because your partner cheated and therefore bears more of the blame beans. A danger for you in 2006 is food. All the fatty ethnic food you'll be consuming in the summer puts you at risk for a major pork out. If you just can't control yourself at those rich dinners, experiment with bulimia as a weight control technique. You'll only need to do it for a few months, and you'll learn a valuable skill for the future, especially if you're looking into a career in modeling. In the 2006 hierarchy, you're upper middle. Congratulate yourself and try to be compassionate to those signs less fortunate than you are throughout the year.
Taurus
is in for a year of candy and confetti for 2006. Your best month of the year is January, because in this month you learn that a hated aunt has died and left you an enormous inheritance and a house in California. Even better, in her will she decrees that she'd like a natural cremation and that she wants you to personally set her aflame. This fulfills a long-held fantasy you've had. Your worst months are November and December, when family, friends, and hangers-on pester you for expensive gifts and try to make you pay for all kinds of things. Be sure to use good judgment and not cave in. Being too generous with some could spell your undoing. Remember, Taurus is the sign most attracted to tight sweaters, so watch out for Capricorns or Scorpios who come a-calling in tight sweaters. Spray them with Raid and you'll be fine. In work, 2006 is kind. You'll quit your job in March and live off your inheritance, dabbling in screenwriting. And it's not until 2007 that you realize that you have no talent in that area whatsoever. In the zodiacal hierarchy, Taurus ranks very high. You could look down on many other signs, but you'll be too occupied with spending money to even care.
Virgo.
If it were possible, Virgo's best bet would be to simply hibernate through 2006. As it happens, you'll be doing something not so different, because in April you get struck by a temporary form of narcolepsy with amnesia that lasts until the end of the year. Your best months, naturally, will be January through March, but even those aren't so great. Every area of your life suffers this year because of the illness. To help you get through, spend the next couple months labeling everything in your apartment and putting reminders everywhere. And stock up on Vivarin and chocolate to help you stay awake. You rank at the bottom of the zodiac, next to Pisces. Fortunately for you, your poor taste and ability to take pleasure in banality makes your mood more resilient in the year.
Sagittarius.
2006 is not your best year, Sagittarius. It starts out bad and just gets worse when a video of you making obnoxious remarks while picking your nose lands on the internet and spreads all across the world, becoming a media phenomenon. The worst part is that while you achieve some degree of fame, you don't make any money off of it, and in the end, you can't even land a reality show. All you have is your health this year, which surprisingly is untouched by your image problems. Needless to say, you're swimming at the bottom of the lake this year in the zodiacal hierarchy, right there with Pisces and Virgo. Don't even try to laugh at another sign, because they're already all laughing at you.
Libra.
Libras have a middle-of-the-road year in 2006. Your best months are June and July, when you win prizes in local street fairs for best cookies and excellence in pig rearing. Your worst months are September through November, when your roach problem becomes out of control. This would be a good time to consider moving or having over house guests who you don't want to return. However, if you have a culinary flair, you might consider trapping the roaches and saving them in the freezer. Use them to create new and unusual cuisines when your luck improves in December. If you have a special power of communicating with animals, consider making a mini army of the roaches and having them do your bidding. In health and money, your year is uneventful. In love, your significant other will leave you when he or she discovers the roach problem. Be on the lookout, however, for a sexy Capricorn entomologist who will be taken with you and your new friends. On the zodiacal totem pole, Libra ranks in the middle.
Scorpio.
You have a brilliant year in 2006, and it all begins when in June you discover a marshmallow with the likeness of the Virgin Mary in it, and you become celebrated worldwide for your discovery. You travel from country to country displaying your wonderful find, and the experience is enriching in the areas of love and money. One thing to remember when traveling to certain countries is to avoid drinking the water. If you keep this in mind, you'll save yourself hours of agony over the next year. Also, keep in mind Scorpio's love of beans. Remember that when meeting respected foreign dignitaries, it might not always be a good idea to eat beans beforehand. And that's your sign-by-sign overview of the year 2006.
How long's the next year?
3.5 minutes.
I'm giving up my vices. I'm going back. Pussy, you came prepared.
I was a Boy Scout once, and a brownie, until some brat got scared.
Aha, money penny, my martini.
Will bad champagne do?
Oh, that's shaken, not stirred. Pussy the bolts.
Just say the word.
2 minutes left to execute our plan.
Where's everyone else?
Playing Spider-Man.
Ironic, close-up tight. On the phone machine's red light. Once the boho boys are gone, the power mysteriously comes on.
In the spirit of looking back on the old year and bringing in the new, let's listen to some of the top hits of 2005, the top hits of my MP3 player. We'll go through the year chronologically and see what I was listening to. At the beginning of the year, I was all about that song Take On Me. There are 80 bazillion remixes of it, but I was mostly listening to two, the Frank Sinatra version
we
and the rockapella version. I was listening to a lot of rockapella, actually, but I must have listened to Take On Me about 10 times a day. See, when I like a song, I tend to repeat it over and over and over and over and over until I wear it out. Then I go back to it in a couple of weeks and start the process over again. Another song I listened to all winter was John Wesley Harding's version of Like a Prayer, mostly because it reminded me of Florida, where I listened to it all the time.
I can feel your power just like a prayer. You know I'll take you there. Hear your voice. It's like an angel sighing. I have no choice. Midnight hour, I can feel your power just like a prayer. You know I'll take you.
I'm crazy about the Moulin Rouge soundtrack, and this is probably my favorite song from it. I remember hating this song when it was out in the 80s, but this is a really good version. Although I have to say I was disappointed when I discovered that it's not Nicole Kidman doing the vocals, but someone named Valeria. She sounds a lot like Nicole Kidman does on the other songs, though, and that's not the biggest compliment for a singer. Who didn't have this one in heavy rotation in their CD or MP3 players? And who would have ever thought Kelly Clarkson could put out a song like this? This song by Sex was on the same CD as Since You've Been Gone, so I listened to it a lot. Dirty, so you block out the hum, desensitized. It's not healthy, but the city's like a miniature body with miniature versions of our universe. Will I obey or recognize this body's mine as its owner? I see it. Find out just for... That's about all I can play. It gets a little radio unfriendly after that part. Now we're at about spring. I listened to this one all the time. I remember I was amazed that the two songs went together, and I assumed that some weird key tweaking thing had to be done to Ray of Light. Then, of course, I realized that it could be some kind of relative minor thing or whatever. Zephyr in the sky at night, I wonder, do my tears toward the end of spring, I finally finished a fifth CD, so that was in my player a lot, because when I finish a CD, I listen to it all the time, mostly because I'm just amazed I was able to complete another one. Here are two songs off it that I really liked, that you probably won't hear on the radio because they're not exactly G-rated. Not to worry, however, I cleaned them up for airing.
And go! You're always such a... and you always act exactly the same. And when I see you coming, that's the time when I start running. And that is why I changed your name. You're sour as a from all the grunt in the rain. So now I'd like to tell you, this is your new name.
That is your new name. If you fall down the drain, I'd like to disconnect your brain.
Écoutez-moi, car j'ai quelque chose à vous dire, laissez.
Dans le vent, dans le rue, on vit.
Summer rolled around, and I was all about songs like this one, because after the northeastern winter, I totally wanted to feel the sun. While there, I was listening to a few songs like this one here, and I still can't remember which are by Brigitte Fontaine and which are by Brigitte Bardot. But I have to say it's very embarrassing when you think the song you like is by Brigitte Fontaine when it's actually by Brigitte Bardot.
C'est un jour comme un autre, et pourtant tu t'en vas. Entre de nous deux, il ne reste que moi, mais pourquoi
vers l'éternel retour des reflets et des poils. J'en ai passé des nuits à douter du soleil. J'ai rêvé dans un puits la chute et le sommeil.
I've been listening to this song since late summer. I loved the Travis version, so I thought I'd try the Britney one. And let me tell you, I love this song. And not ironically, it's a good song. Sure, it's not deep or complicated or whatever. But it's got a good beat, it's catchy, it's easy to sing, etc., etc. I just love this version of Barbie Girl, and it speaks for itself.
You wanna go for a ride?
Sure can.
Okay, jump it!
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Let's blast that. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me anywhere. Imagination, life is a creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party! Yeah, touch me like it, baby.
You can touch, you can play, if you say.
And now I'm starting to get into this Paris Hilton song by Moo. I love the corny instrumentation, the random chicken sound she seems to be making, and the whole shake your body, move your body thing. Isn't that from a Dove commercial? And those are my top hits for 2005. And now Ed Shep presents Observations by Ed Shep. I always think that New Year's Eve is supposed to be this great party night when you have tons of fun and kick off the year with a bang. But when I look back on New Year's Eve's past, I realize that they were, almost without exception, pretty banal. Most of them were so unmemorable that I can't remember a thing about them. Even when I'd bout them. Even when I'd bout them. Even when I do recall one, it's usually just a small part of one in which something unexpected happened. Even the New Year's Eve at B15 was bland. Ron Odyssey and Michael Collins went to Orlando for a rave while I stayed in and watched Ben-Hur.
And that's the only one I recall from my
whole time at Florida State. New Year's Eve in Atlanta didn't fare much better. The single one I recall from that period was when my friend Mark drove up from Tallahassee on New Year's Eve to stay with me for a while. He arrived at my house around 10 p.m., I think, and later we went out to a club. But all I can come up with from that night is that I was cold and I was wearing Joseph Abboud cologne and that I liked the woody
top notes but
not the musky undertone.
In New York, I remember more details about New Year's Eve's past, because they're closer in time. But still, nothing hugely significant leaps out at me from them. The only one even nearly unique was when I attended a party at my friend's house and we chanted briefly in front of her Gohansen while my roommate tried to play with her pet rabbit. And I'm sure this New Year's Eve will be no different. I'll probably go out with some friends, ring in the New Year at some bar, and then go home and wonder why I even bothered. Because New Year's Eve just never seems to live up to the hype.
Observations by Ed Shep.
WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and WFMU.org.
Happy New Year! Happy.